This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
It's the breakfast show you can get every weekday from 5 a.m. on 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M, and a big podcast.
Yeah, we have, and we've got 30 seconds each to explain our weekend, what we're doing, and then El Dobby is going to pick who he wants to be this weekend, if he could be any one of the three of us.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. I'll kick it off. I had a chat last night to one of the security guards at Blues on Broadbeach, and I said, do you ever get busy during Blues on Broadbeach? He went, no, man. It's the happiest, cheeriest festival. So if you've got kids that are learning instruments, please take them to Blues on Broadbeach. Get them a blood orange sorbet. They're the best in the world.
Yes.
This is the biggest blues festival in the world, and it's the friendliest. So you can chat to anybody, and your kids will learn. You can get real close to the musicians, and they'll learn heaps.
Absolutely. There you go. Blues on Broadbeach for Flan. He's going there every day this weekend. Ally, for you.
Yes, this weekend. Well, I'm in Melbourne today, so obviously I've got a wedding today. And then I get up early tomorrow morning. I had to change my flight because I was originally coming back Sunday, but I hadn't allowed for my grandson's first birthday party, which is little Archie Williams. So that's tomorrow afternoon. And then we might be racing straight after that to go and watch my nephew, Max Plath, play for the Dolphins for the first time.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think he would be on the bench. And then Sunday, Lulu's got another touch carnival all day in the Redlands.
Busy. Okay, for
and
me,
Spider, yeah.
Al, you got to choose between the three of us. Today, I'm flying into Melbourne. From Melbourne, I'll go to Devonport. Then I've got a two-hour drive down to a little place called Rosebery. It's a town in Tasmania with 700 people. It's right on a lake. It's only got one pub, so I don't know where I'm staying. Fair chance under the pool table in that pub. And then on Saturday, I've got to go to the footy club. We've got a footy game on, and then we're going to do a bit of a sportsman's night on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I'm going to come home, stop in at Melbourne, have lunch with the family, and then jump on a flight and get back to the Gold Coast.
Okay, they're three very busy weekends.
There can only be one winner, Al.
Who are you choosing to be?
Look, and I'd only want to be this person for one weekend because any longer it would be scary. I want to be Flan this weekend. I want to be Flan this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you have to lose your mind and dress weird.
Well, mind is lost a long time ago, so I'm halfway there.
All right. Let's get some answers to some trivia questions cranking.
Yeah. Well, we want to do that. First up, we'll do some questions for the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute. What do you got, Spider?
15 times 4 is what?
4 fives are 20, 60.
Yeah, well done. What is the largest state in Australia?
State of
Western
exaggeration.
WA.
Yes.
That's a good question.
Wow,
that's a good question.
What about this one? What sport is Charles Leclerc associated with?
Leclerc. I know this.
I'd say bike riding.
No, not bike riding.
I'm going to go. Ally, you want to first guess?
Well, I'm going to say motor racing.
Yes. He races for a Ferrari.
So glad I didn't give my answer.
Yeah.
What was your answer for?
Golf. no.
For 7.45.
Yes.
It's the currency of Fiji.
Oh, it's not the dong. That's
I'm
going to
say the Fiji dollar?
Yeah, I'm thinking Fiji dollar.
That's it. Well done, Ally.
Okay, there we go. We've got our
great
four.
Work,
have we got four?
Yeah.
Here we do.
Okay. Big podcast coming up because Dickie Johnson is a legend in the world of supercars.
Extraordinary tribute to him, isn't it? I've never seen this before anyone that was Australian.
Yeah, he's got a stamp with his head on it. We talked to Dickie about that. Flan, your poem of the week in the form of a bush ballad.
Yeah, no, look, when I decided to take this on a few weeks ago and try and make the stories of the week rhyme, I didn't realise I'd lose my mind doing it so quickly.
Yep.
But it's fun. It's a really fun way to sum up the news, and it's kind of old school.
Yeah, we get that. Ally, in Melbourne, like you said, for a wedding where you're hoping to find love and meet that significant other.
No, I am not. And we put it out
to the Gold Coast, and did you meet your significant other at a wedding like Ally, giving Ally some hope, which is good. That coming up.
I love it how you just make up whatever you want, Al. As far from the truth as it is, you just keep on doing you.
Okay. Right.
If you answer
and
this
I'll
question,
keep on
we can
doing
make up
no
our,
one.
We can make up our own.
Yes,
have you packed your first grade undies?
I have nothing other than first grade.
All right. Okay. That coming up. And Spider, you're spraying football in a sense.
Our two biggest codes.
Yeah. Why?
because I'm sick of all these Mickey Mouse rounds they have.
Okay. That coming up. So let's get into it. It is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Joining us right now is an absolute legend. They're down in Tasmania racing supercars this weekend, but he's on the line, and we all know from DJ Racing, Dickie J. Hang on, do you remember this?
He was leading Bathurst when disaster struck.
Oh, we've had another bang, and there's at the
Dick
race.
Dick Johnson. Dick Johnson.
I just couldn't believe my bloody eyes with these galoots up there that just throw boulders. Like, it was enormous.
Galoots. Galoots, and he's joining us right now. Dickie J, good morning from Dick J Racing. Hey, Dickie, how exciting is this? You've got a stamp with you on it. That must be an awesome honour.
Spider, that's pretty special, mate. It is something that was totally unexpected, and and even beat King Charles, didn't we?
Yes, I know. Like, you are on fire, there's no doubt about it, but gee, they've got a good pick of you, too. Did you get a saying what picture they took?
No, absolutely not. You know, they chose the whole deal, and it's quite amazing. Yeah, I haven't changed a bit.
Well, I was going to say, you look very handsome on there. You actually look a bit like Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah, right.
You do. Smoking.
I tell you, I'd like to see the difference in the bank balance, that's all.
I understand. Dickie, when was the last time you bought a stamp?
Well, I tell you what, things have changed dramatically over the years, because we used to send out hundreds of Christmas cards and God knows what.
Yeah, yes.
You're flat out sending any now. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Now you've got to lick the back of your own head.
No, mate. Thank God technology has advanced and they've overcome that situation.
So. Oh, we can't lick a dick.
Hey? No, I think technically you're licking a Johnson.
Nothing. So. Either way. Hey,
you guys. Let's just say little Richard.
Right? Yes. Oh, no. I've got to say, having been to quite a few events, motor racing fans are a super passionate bunch. What would you like to say to all of your fans that have supported you over the years, if you could, to them now?
Well, I'd just like to thank them enormously, because they're the backbone of our industry, and always have been and always will be. And it's just great to see just how loyal they really are. It's just incredible.
Dickie, great to chat to you, and a real honour for you to have a stamp now with your head on it. And we think it's unreal.
It is, mate. It's just fabulous, and I couldn't be proud.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
It's Flan's Poem of the Week.
And we're always joined on Fridays by Flanjo Patterson.
Hello,
we
mate.
Love it because he's inspired by his dad.
Yeah, Dad used to love banjo, and he'd read us those poems all the time. And I thought, you know what? What a great way to sum up the news, because that was how they told stories in those days. Mm-hmm. Let's have a crack, eh?
What's happened this week?
This is this week in rhyming verse. There was movement round the nation, for word had passed around that Joe Biden might be coming down this way. But Joe changed tack and called it off. He owes $30 trillion. He's probably packing it. His hotel bill gets paid. The Disaster Management Centre opened, one of Mayor Tom Tate's three wishes. And Joe Biden dodged Australia because he could end up washing dishes.
Yes.
Get into it, you sappy dish pig. Johnny Depp got $30 million to wear a fragrance and be a good smeller. Ash Barty's book, My Dream Time, beat the odds and became a bestseller. But we asked Serenity Safe Harbour this week, how does Johnny Depp smell?
That's sandalwood and service station sausage.
Oh, wow.
The sausage. The rain tumbled down on Tuesday, and Wednesday wasn't much better. But the record rainfall swamped the coast, only in otter's pockets wetter. The New York paparazzi chased Harry Windsor and Meghan Markle. Seems the lovely couple from La La Land may have not quite lost their sparkle. The Reserve Bank's making noises about another interest hike.
No.
Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy walked off the job to support the writers' strike.
Mommy, where's my mommy?
The weather's been up and down.
Yes.
Like Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll, and all in a week that started out as wet as a fish's freckle. In Broadbeach for the next few days, will be free musical tuition. Because Blues on Broadbeach is exactly like the magic round for musicians.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Flanjo! Flanjo!
on Listener. This is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
You've got a function you're going to today.
Yes, I'm going to a wedding. Oh, one of my very good friends. I'm actually doing the show from Melbourne today.
And a part of going to a wedding as a single person, you don't know a lot of people at this wedding.
No. That's right.
And Flan was just telling us what happened at a wedding that you went to, Flan.
I met my partner, Lisa. I was actually dating somebody else at the time. Wow. And they sat everybody apart from their partners at a party the night before, and I met Lisa for about an hour. But one of my great mates was really keen on her. And obviously I was seeing somebody else, so I couldn't. And and so I pumped my mate's tires up. Said, go on, have a go. You never do this. Go on, go up and talk to her. And he crashed and burned. And about a month later, he popped over to my house. And Lisa was there.
Haven't
spoken much since.
You lunch cutter. So you met her at a wedding. Because so many people or so many couples meet at weddings. I remember my cousin Aardvark. He met the Chook. He met Chooky at...
Aardvark met the Chook.
Chook and Aardvark.
Yeah, at a wedding. Yes. And Ali, you're going to a wedding.
Yes.
I'm trying to put one and one together.
Oh, please.
No.
As if I don't... No.
Here it comes.
Siri, I don't have the energy or whatever for it.
Oh,
I'm just like...
No, because Al's been using his psychic powers and actually really visualised somebody.
Yeah, the drunk uncle.
Who have you come up
with? Yeah. When that drunk uncle gets up to dance, and he will, I want you to slide across that floor towards him. And get it on.
Come on, Ellie.
I don't know why all of a sudden, you know who's just coming to my head?
Hey.
Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I've got this vision. Actually, the funny thing is that you're all raving on with this rubbish, but I did sit next to a really... A really lovely man on the plane. His name's Johnny. And actually, he used to have a steel business for years. Ended up owning 120 acres at Brunswick Heads. He's an absolute weapon.
Oh, just down the road, Alan.
But he met his lovely partner, Annie, at a wedding
At a wedding.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Johnny Long.
Johnny, yeah. Well, okay. Me and Monty Burns, I tell you. I have no interest.
No, but what happens if it just pops up? It's at a wedding. There's love in the air at a wedding, you know.
Everyone's in that place.
Absolutely.
Yes. You're right. And you know what I could say? Maybe my opening line should be, hey, you know, how about it? And look, when you come to the Gold Coast, you can come and stay with me and my ex-husband who's currently living with me.
No, that's okay. You're not going to move in straight away.
What bloke wouldn't say yes to that?
I know. Hey, there's only one man I'm going home to tonight, and he left a lovely card in my room. It's the general manager of the Pan Pacific Hotel that I'm staying at. His name's Dave Tonkin. He's the only one with any chance tonight.
Okay.
Went to school with Dave Tonkin.
Oh, you did not.
I did so. Well, brother Ian.
Better let Dave know.
I'm going to ring Tonk right
now. Tell him now there'll be no Tonkin tonight.
So are you like Flan and maybe potentially Ali, where you meet your life partner at a wedding?
Yeah.
Did it happen to you?
Absolutely. Who? Tony in Narang. Did you give Ali a bit of confidence of going to a wedding? Did you meet your partner at a wedding?
I did. Good morning. Yeah, I went to an ex-girlfriend's wedding. And they're real fine, so that was all right. And then I met her long-distant cousin or something like that. So. Yeah. We ended up hooking up and been married for, 16 years now?
Wow.
So beautiful. This is amazing.
Lovely.
You date somebody, you break up, you stay good enough friends to get invited to her next wedding, and then you marry your cousin. Oh,
yeah,
it's
long distance. Yeah. Keep it in the family.
Tony, you are a marvel, Tone. Yeah. We love it.
Yes.
Sue in Clear Island Water. Sue, good morning. Did you meet your partner at a wedding?
No, but I did meet him when I wasn't looking, and that's what I'm trying to say to Ali. When you're not looking, you're fine.
Oh, Sue, great advice.
I have been not looking for quite a while.
But you're adamant you're not looking. See, that's the trick. Oh. You're going to find him. He's going to appear beside your bedside table tomorrow morning. You know,
I might have him arrested.
That's not a good start to a relationship.
That's after 10 years of marriage, not before.
Yeah. Don't be looking. That's the way. Just wander around his wedding with your eyes closed.
Finding, you've got to drill those words along.
Well, thank you for that advice. I tell you what, I've never been so tempted to say that, oh, I'm looking, then it won't happen.
It'd be good advice. Kim Marie is a marriage celebrant. Yeah. So listen up.
Right.
Thanks so much, Sue. It's Triple M Breakfast, Flan Alley and Spire.
We can't wait until Monday we get the update.
Oh, yes. When we can play this.
Oh, da-da.
On Listener, this is the Flan Alley and Spider podcast. Spider spray.
Yeah, I should be spraying Flan for knowing that, but I won't.
That's fair enough.
Love
Flan. Oh, but I am going to have, I want to have a crack today at our two biggest codes. I want to have a crack at the AFL and the NRL.
Wow.
I am over one thing.
What is it? Mm-hmm.
This week is Indigenous round.
Yes.
Okay. And they have so many rounds. They have rounds for this and rounds for that. I don't like all these rounds. I reckon the AFL and the NRL need to celebrate two rounds of football and that is it.
That's it?
That is it. Allow the season to then play its role in playing out the season.
What would be your choices for this?
There's only two. Anzac Day?
Yep.
Anzac round, absolutely. When you've got 100,000 at the MCG and you've got 80-odd thousand watching the NRL, mm-hmm. the Roosters and the Dragons and Collingwood and Essendon in the AFL, Anzac Day is an absolute tradition and we should celebrate that weekend.
No doubt.
Okay.
The other weekend is this weekend.
Yeah.
The Indigenous round.
Right.
Absolutely celebrate some of the great Indigenous players we've had in our codes. In the AFL, from Winmar to Adam Goods to Michael Long. In the NRL, JT, Greg Inglis.
They're the greatest players.
Beetson, you know, some of the... Yep. So absolutely this round is really important to the AFL and also the NRL. But stop there.
What AFL, are the other rounds that they have?
You know what the other rounds are? Okay. What? I buy a newspaper on a Sunday round. No, stop it. I love camping round. Stop it. I prefer Cocoa Pops and Fruit Loops round. Stop it. No, bring your cat to work round. Stop it. Oh, they have all these ridiculous rounds. Every week it's this round, it's that round, it's that round, it's this round. No, just stick to the two important rounds. Anzac round and the Indigenous round.
Well, they don't have any of the rounds you just mentioned.
They have. They've got all these stupid rounds for this and that.
Cocoa Pops round.
I'm a big fan of Cocoa Pops.
So am I. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
I much prefer them. And I mix them with Rice Bubbles to absolutely give it the great blend of Cocoa Pops and Rice Bubbles. A good mix. But if I want a round about that, no, I don't. No. I just want a round for Anzac Day and I want a round for the Indigenous round. And outside of that, can we please just play football?
You've been sprayed by Spider.
All right. What if there was an opportunity? The AFL approached you and said, Spider, we really want to have a Peter Spider Everett round. Would you be on board?
No, never. Players don't want it. They don't.
Would they pack out the MCG for that?
Everyone could wear fake dreadlocks.
You could fit them in a phone booth.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.